Welcome to Rougie Ruminations and Revelations. You've arrived, and I'm glad you're here. In this podcast, we talk about and acknowledge the interconnected web of thoughts that may spiral or ruminate through the mind at times, and the revelations that we may come into that shift, expand, and create clarity in the awareness through mental download, conversation, experience, or increased self-awareness. We're going to be working on the mind fascia. Is that a thing? Let's make it one if it's not. Take a breath with me. Close your eyes if it's safe to do so. Inhale through the nose. Slowly exhale through the mouth. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, everybody. My name is Kina. Welcome to Rougie Ruminations and Revelations. I'm so excited and thankful to have with us our very first guest today. We have Ashley Mosberry. Ashley, do you want to go ahead and introduce your company?
Yes. Okay. All right. Yes, my name is Ashley Mosberry. I'm the owner of Creative Connections Events. I host networking events for creators and entrepreneurs to come together, connect with each other, collaborate, and work on their brand awareness.
Perfect. Yes. I love to hear that. Okay. So welcome, Ashley. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for agreeing to be here and showing up.
All right.
So how you feeling right now?
I'm a little nervous because This is my first time, but I'm excited to be doing this because I need to be doing more of this to get comfortable with it. So yes. I'm excited. Okay. And I'm the first guest. So
Right. So that's what's up. So this particular show, Rougie Ruminations and Revelations, mm-hmm. It started because I had to get out of my own way. Mm-hmm. So one day I was like, oh, I keep on thinking about all these great episodes and topics. But then I would sit down and I would be like, oh, I got to make sure I this, mm-hmm. and so much. And then nothing ever got recorded mm-hmm. or published. Okay. Mm-hmm. So one day I just grabbed my computer, my microphone. It was like 9, 10 o'clock at night. I don't remember what time it was. Mm-hmm. And then I just started recording. I was like, I'm not even going to edit this episode, because if I do, it'll never see the light.
Never see it. Yep.
So I just like to give myself grace mm-hmm. by just getting it out there, acknowledging whatever things that might be holding me back or that I might be ruminating on mm-hmm. that despite those, you know, insecurities and anxieties and ruminations, despite those things, I'm going to still go ahead and do that.
Yep.
So what are some of those things? Like, what are some of the things that you're like putting aside? You know, like, you know what? I know these things exist, but I'm gonna go ahead and move forward anyway.
And do it anyway. Do you mean like, I guess like fears?
It could be fears. It could be insecure. It could be things that could hold you back, but you're not gonna let them hold you back.
Okay. So, I mean, doing this right now is one of them. I'm not gonna say that. I don't wanna say I suck at things. I'm not comfortable with public speaking. I'm not comfortable with, explaining my business venture. I know what I want to do, but when I explain it to others, they have a hard time understanding. So even doing this is like very new for me, but I feel like it's going to help me move forward. Other things for me would be just kind of going out and like putting myself out there. I'm used to people coming to me. So when I put myself out there, I'm like, I do that little thing where I'm like, okay, like you said before, should I have said that? Did I explain that the right way? Did I have, you know, like things like that. So I guess just putting myself out there, despite like the insecurities that I may have, or, you know, I guess dwelling on how other people may see me. Those are big things for me that I'm kind of like, you know what, forget it, I'm gonna do it anyway.
I know, that's right. So, well, shout out to you and congratulations for pursuing and stepping into your purpose mm-hmm. despite whatever those, you know, those the stories inside of your head, you know, and for shutting those things down mm-hmm. because like your purpose and your gifts and the things that you're doing is bigger than those like those thoughts that try to like keep you in a shell.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, I agree 100%. Thank you.
Yeah.
And shout out to me. I got to give myself some props because man, and I thank you for bringing me on the show. So.
Yes. Yeah. I think I probably first heard about you mm-hmm. when you had your first event. Mm-hmm. I think it was your very first. Was that your first event at the Brink?
No, my very first event was September of 2021. That was just my launch party. But you're probably thinking about Roses and Rosé. And that was like a birthday slash, like just a celebration of, I wanted everyone to celebrate themselves, entrepreneurs to just feel comfortable, you know, getting dressed up, being looking fancy, you know, doing their thing. And just like, we're luxurious by ourselves, but like when you're a creative, it's a different type of luxury. Like we provide the world with so much. So I just wanted people to really celebrate themselves for that event. And it was my birthday. So hey. I wanted to like mix those two things in there, slide my birthday in there, like have a little party for myself. But yeah, I really enjoyed myself. And I think that was like a big event that everyone like picked up on creative connections for.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. And so then when is your birthday? What's your sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Okay.
I don't know much about like all of the signs and things. I kind of like do a little bit of work into like the Taurus side. And I know a lot of people say like Tauruses are stubborn, and I very much can be very stubborn, but I try to like take that and use it in a good way. So if I really want to do something, I'm going to make sure it happens. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm going to work really hard to get it done. And when I start something, I try not to stop. So okay. I could be stubborn in a good way.
Yeah, that does sound like, cause you know, that's the thing is like, you know how they say the same thing make you laugh, make you cry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like people can use their powers, their gifts. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? They can choose which way to
right
to,
for
live
good or
that.
For bad. Yeah. I guess not for good or for bad, but you know, positive or negative. So because everything is different for everyone. Yeah. So,
or yeah. like helping or harming, or mm-hmm. like you know uplifting or you know putting down.
Bringing someone down. Yep.
You know
yep.
what I'm saying? So it's dope that you recognize your mm-hmm. power and right. the way that you choose to use your powers. Mm-hmm. That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
What made you decide, you know what, I need to go ahead and put together this business. I need to bring people together. I mm-hmm. need, what made you decide to do that? What was you seeing?
Number one, in Madison, I've like heard a million times, you know, like Madison is so this, you know, we don't have that, we don't have this. So I really created this company to create a space that I wanted as a young girl.
Okay.
I've always been like the creative one in my family. You know, like I wear the crazy clothes, the crazy colors. I like to do my make. Anything that someone else isn't doing, I'm like, I'm doing that. You okay. know what I'm saying? That's what I like to do. So I really just wanted to create a space and an experience for people that relate to me and my journey. And I wanted them to feel comfortable by them, you know, where they are. And allow them to grow in that space. So just, you know, just having a space where people can be themselves and then thrive in that as well, I think is very important, especially here in Madison, for Black creatives specifically. I think we take a lot of time and we, you know, we talk about how, you know, Black people can't do well here in Madison or no one's supporting each other. But there's a lot of support. I feel like you just got to choose to see that side of Madison.
Why do you think that people say that?
I mean, I definitely can see where people are coming from. I can see because I've had some of the experiences, but I don't dwell on it. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of the times when people are, you know, speaking from experience and it's not always a positive experience that they're talking about, it's because they choose to stay in that situation. I feel like if it happened, let it happen, you know, kind of like if you have to, you know, feel the emotions that you felt from it and move forward. Find things that go the opposite way of what you experienced before. So if you go to a place and it was like, you know, very negative, a lot of people, you know, like you went in there and people were kind of eyeing you, just, you know, look for spaces that have the opposite vibe.
So be so intentional.
Yeah, like exactly, for sure.
Curating mm-hmm. and choosing.
Exactly. I may be playing devil's advocate, but I feel like a lot of the times, you know, we put ourselves in situations, not really paying attention, I should say, because I do it a lot. Sometimes, like, I'll connect with someone and I'm just like, you know, a couple things, they might say a couple things that's like, that's probably not gonna work for me, but I'll just keep going. And then after a while, when it doesn't work, I'm like, I knew that wasn't gonna work out, you know what I'm saying? Or I knew that wasn't good for me, but, you know, I kept going with what I seen wasn't gonna work, you know? So just being intentional, you know, making sure that we're taking the time to really go where we want to be or where we're welcomed is a big one. So yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so like you're creating the space. You're like, you know what, people. So it's like you're feeling a need, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're like, okay, if people are saying there ain't no space, let me go ahead and make a space. If people are saying this isn't here, let me make it for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think you're gonna keep it here though, or do you think you're gonna be migrating or expanding? Like, what do you see for yourself?
So a big thing for my company is for people to grow and stay. I think the biggest problem that I want to change is, I know I have a lot of friends, creative friends, that are like, once I do this or once I get this together, I'm gonna move to LA or I'm gonna move to Chicago or I move to, I don't know, any big city. They feel like they have to leave. And I just feel like I would love to expand. Like, I would love to see Creative Connections events all everywhere in every city. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like if we have a space here in Madison where people feel like, instead of people waiting on their creativeness or their talents and not really putting effort into them now because they're not in the city that they think they'd be able to thrive in, I'm creating that space for people to thrive and stay.
Okay.
Grow and stay is a big word for my business. Oh my
God. Grow and stay.
Yes. So grow and stay is like a concept that I feel like People have so many talents that they wait on so they can move somewhere else to actually perfect them and put them out. If you're an amazing singer, why wait until you go to a different city to show that you're an amazing singer, mm-hmm. dancer, whatever you want to do? And I don't want people to feel like they have to stay in Madison, because, you know, if you feel your calling is to go somewhere else, then do so. But I don't want people to not put themselves out there because they feel like they aren't in a good city or a city that's gonna get them out there. On top of that, I feel like when you go to bigger cities, it's harder for you to get noticed because there's so many people doing what you do. So in a smaller city, you know what I'm saying, take that time to really grow and solidify your talent or who you may, you know, want to be, or, you know, show up as. And just put that out there, and I feel like just, you know, keep going, keep chipping away at, you know, your insecurities and things that may hold you back. So by the time that you do feel like you have to go somewhere else, you already know who you are. You know what you bring to the table, so you already got it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's a big thing for me and my company.
That's dope, mm-hmm. you know, because you often hear about people talking about doing just that. Mm-hmm. Let me get to where I need to go so I can mm-hmm. get up out of here.
Right.
You know, or once I leave and, mm-hmm. and it's like you really can choose your own destiny mm-hmm. by choosing, and then also you're making this be a place that people want to come to.
Right.
Because they're like, oh, you know, like, we're gonna reshape the narrative. You can be here and you can thrive. Mm-hmm. And it can become a place that people feel welcome to show up.
Yeah, and I feel like if we're all saying like, well, Madison ain't this, Madison, I mean, we're just giving that opportunity to other people. Somebody's gonna take it, so why not? You know, why not put ourselves in the position to make Madison a place that we want to be in?
Right.
You know?
And then it's like, you know how they say, you know, you are a reflection of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, well, if Madison ain't this,
what am
it's
I?
Reflecting that.
Right,
you
exactly.
know?
Right.
So that is a mind, it is a mind state thing mm-hmm. because people can choose to make the, they can be like, well, I have a really great opportunity because I don't have so many, like what you said, I don't have so much things to compete with.
Right.
So I can really like develop my craft. I can get all the practice and mm-hmm. the experience mm-hmm. because I don't have to, it's not me being one in every 50.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's dope. I love that.
Yeah. So yeah, grow and stay is like how I'm trying to run my situation. Just make sure that people feel comfortable where they are. And just like, you want to thrive here. It's not like, okay, Matt, I come to Madison, I'm going to just do this. I'm going to go with it. Like, you want to make sure, like, you're actually growing. You having a good time while you're doing it. And you're inspiring other people. So, yeah. Grow and stay, y'all. Grow and stay.
Hashtag grow and stay. Okay. That's the hashtag.
There we go.
The keyword.
Keyword for today.
The grow manifestation. So, you grew up in Madison.
I did. Madison, I've been here since I was 5. I'm a Madisonian for sure.
So then tell me, like, how was growing up here, like, your experience? So, like, I know, like, when you're saying grow and stay and you're mm-hmm. creating an environment for mm-hmm. people here, what was growing up in Madison like for you?
I really enjoyed myself. I don't have much bad to say about Madison. This is, like, what I know. You know what I'm saying? So I know all the good spots. You know, I know the dope people that I can connect with. So I've just surrounded myself with an environment that, you know, I haven't had many bad experiences here.
Well, that's good.
And I'm thankful for that. Yes. So, just like growing up in Madison was really fun for me. My family moved here in 01. And I have, that's sad. I was going to say I have two sisters. I have three sisters. three sisters. And we just really, like, we did our thing. We were outside all the time playing. I grew up on Darbo, so shout out to Darbo.
Hey, Darbo.
Up on Darbo. So, yeah, the Salvation Army played a big role in my life. And I was telling you before we started this that, like, you're like, it's nice to meet you. And I'm like, I know who you are. I know so many people from, like, that area. And it's just, like, it's crazy to, like, see these people as I was growing up just kind of doing their thing. And now I'm able to, like, connect with you guys, you know, on a different level. So it's dope. I think my childhood was amazing. Shout out to my parents for raising me. You know what I'm saying? Mosberry. Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed myself here. And I still do. So just, you know, I really just want to continue that vibe. You know, and give it out to other people.
Okay, so would you say that it's not so much about the city as it is like your inner circle?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because that's where your perspective and your experience is.
Right, I agree with that 100%. I feel like your experiences are, I mean, you're a product of your environment. So if you're in your environment, like the people in your house are supportive and, you know, they give you that good feedback or whatever you need to really, like, do well, I think that's super important for you. When you go into environments that aren't, you know, that you may seem or you may think that are, like, not as, you know, uplifting, you really already have that inside you. Like, no, I know who I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm already in this good environment, so this isn't really going to mess with me. But if you're in, you know, every environment that you're in is negative or draining, it's always going to be bad. You know what I'm saying? So I was blessed with a very nice inner circle, an encouraging inner circle. So it's nice to be in, you know, and just kind of have that space just, I guess, grow around me. So,
And then you get to grow that for other people.
Exactly.
Because maybe if there are folks who did not have such an experience, well, they can find that, you know, by connecting with you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they can experience that in the events that you curate.
Yes, that's the goal. That's the goal.
So tell me, like, let's just do, like if, because it might be hard to put you on the spot and say one. So you can tell me, like, one or one to three things like that you feel like that your parents gave you that you're like, look, this is the golden ticket.
Okay, so I give one for my mom and my dad. So I'll go with my dad first. My dad, I remember him saying all the time, pay attention to your surroundings. That was like, whenever I left, it wasn't like, okay, you know, like, be safe. You know, I kind of already knew that that's what they meant, but my dad always said, pay attention to your surroundings. And I think that that's been like something that I've kept with me for so long. I don't even think it anymore. It's just kind of like instilled. When I go out, you know, I kind of survey the spot, make sure I'm safe. And then I allow myself to, you know, have a good time. So that's a big one for me and my dad.
Okay.
For my mom, it's just like, I've seen her, she just doesn't take any crap from anybody. And I have a hard time, like, speaking up for myself. But like, when I actually am in that mode where I'm like, nah, this ain't gonna work for me, I just think I get that from my mom. She, like, I've never seen her take crap from anyone.
Okay.
And I love that about her.
Shout out to Katrina.
Okay, right. Shout out, mom. But it's just, it's nice to have, like, strong people that are together. And, like, I could just kind of see and take certain things from them that, you know, make me who I am. And then also, it just allows me to actually, like, really enjoy what I, you know, my environment and what I may be, you know, going through or experiencing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Those I love are that.
Two dope things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Those are some great things, like, especially, like, as a mother, you know, to always, I love to just hear things that people who are grown now. It's like, this was a great lesson that I learned. You know, I'm like, okay, let me make sure that I
write that
instill
down.
That into my kids.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I love that about my mom so much. I was actually just talking to her about that because everywhere she goes, she's like the mom to everyone.
Yeah.
Same with my dad. Growing up, it wasn't tough for me, but for some of my siblings, it was like, this is not going to work. My parents were like parents to everybody.
Yeah.
Even like my cousins and, you know, like childhood friends. Like, people would always call my dad Pops and call my mom Mom. I think a lot of people do that when they're friends, but I think it meant a little bit more to those people. I've had friends that didn't grow up with both parents, so mm-hmm. I think it was nice that I was able to share. And, you know, my parents were able to give these kids what I got. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely dope to see and to, like, be able to, you know, give out those same lessons to other people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I remember one day I saw you post on Facebook something. You was like, I am not an event planner. You had to make a distinction or something.
Oh, for sure.
So, like, tell me about, well, first of all, what led to you saying that? And then tell me about the distinction, so in case people are wondering on
here
on the internet.
So,
or on the podcast.
Right, on the podcast. So, I just made that post to really, when I started my business, I think the events really takes people. When they see that, I'm like, oh, say less. Like, I'm going to reach out to her to do my birthday party or this and that. I just got so many requests, and people was like, my birthday is in blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, happy birthday. But, like, this is not what I do. Right. And I think it's, I guess I'll just announce it. I am going to be changing my business name.
Okay.
Just because I feel like events does keep me in a box. And it makes sense that people reach out to be like, well, I need an event planned, you know, but I don't plan events for other people. That's not something that I'm interested in. And I just wanted to put that out there for other people. I didn't mean it in a rude way or anything like that.
I thought it was great clarifying.
Yeah. But I just want to do just that. Just make people know this is what I do. I create experiences and I host events for creatives and entrepreneurs to thrive, and really just connect with other people like themselves and, you know, create brand awareness. I just wanted to make that known. Like, I don't host events for other people.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, that's not something I'm interested in, like I said before. And I just wanted people to know, like, this is what my company does, you know, because people may have their own assumptions. So let me tell you what I don't do, and let me tell you what I do. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah.
So next up, you're having a makeup event.
Yes.
So tell us about that and, like, how that came. I read some of the thing about how it came together.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know how this all goes.
Yeah, so 608 Face Off is an event coming up August 20th. And before I started this company, I started it for the little girl that I was, that I didn't have access to, like, a space, a creative space for Black people. I was always, when I first got into makeup, like, I was always using crazy colors, and, you know, like, I would do, like, weird lines with a white eyeliner. I would just, like, do dots. My go-to was, like, three dots down the middle of my forehead, or, like, I would put them under my eyes, or, like, above and below my eyebrows. And everyone was like, that's just so cool. And I'm just like, I don't know. It made me feel different. And it made me just, I guess, feel like myself. So I'm just like, I would love to have an event. I kept talking to my sister because I started makeup. She could say whatever she want to say, but I started doing makeup first. But she just got so good at it. Like, she's a pro. So
wow.
I just kept reaching out to her, and I'm like, I have this idea. I want to have something where makeup artists can do, like, makeup, or people who cut hair can cut hair, and, you know, at this event. So, like, a pop-up shop, but like a cosmetology style.
Yeah.
You come and you do your craft, you allow people to see what you do, take clients, or just cut hair or set up, you know, appointments, anything you want to do. But if you do something, like, creative with your hands, or, you know what I'm saying, I want you to come and be able to do that. And I just kept talking to my sister about it, and she just like, Ashley, just do it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, all right, I guess it is what it is.
Yeah.
So I reached out to The Brink, and they, you know, that time slot was open. So I had to bring my sister on board. I'm just like, you have to do this. And she was so down for it. She was like, I love this. It's funny because I kept talking to her about this, and I'm just like, this is going to be the one. Like, I don't know why, but I just felt like this was going to be something new for Madison to see. And then on top of that, I'm just like, I don't know what it was, but I was like, this is going to be the one. This is going to take me to where I need to go with my company. And I think it really has. Like, I've had over 110 shares on this one. And then I think we've reached across Facebook and Instagram 12,000 people.
Wow.
So it's so nice. Like, this is the biggest, I guess, reach that I've gotten from my business or from an event. So I'm thankful for that. But I knew it was gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I made sure, like I'm like, this is gonna be dope. I think this is innovative, and I feel like people are going to it's something new for Madison. Okay. So yeah, that was dope, and I hope to see everyone there.
Yeah, everybody come
through. But yeah, that's 608 face off. So I'm excited about
it. So it's makeup, cosmetology. Mm-hmm.
And I'm also gonna there's gonna be clothing. And like artists and different things. I know, I don't know if you know Brooklyn Doby, but BDNA Artistry, she's an artist, but she makes like prints of her clothes.
Oh yeah, she did the Black Girl Magic shirts.
Logo. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, they're designed them.
Yep. So
yeah, those are beautiful.
I'm like she's gonna be one of the artists that's gonna be there. But I have three featured makeup artists because I wanted to keep it cosmetology based. But I also wanted to give an opportunity to like the people that design clothes or have boutiques and different things like that, just because I know it's tough in Madison to kind of get your boutique out there and seen, especially since everyone is so like comfortable shopping at like JCPenney's, the mall, you know, wherever they go regularly. So just, you know, opening that up to like entrepreneurs and people that support me.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's going to be nice. Mm-hmm. So then you're going to have vendors as well then? Mm-hmm. So there's opportunities for like everybody, whether you're into the hair, the makeup, the clothing.
Yeah. So
whether you have an item to sell.
Right. So we have, I can't think of everyone's business name right now, but I know we're going to have a barber, Zavala Blends. I hope I'm pronouncing that the right way. There's a nail tech that's going to be there. There are lash techs, there are eyebrow, I don't know what you call them, like eyebrow, I don't want to say eyebrow lady, but
eyebrow people.
Eyebrow people.
People who do all the different types of brows.
Right, exactly. Okay. Like the tint and all that other stuff. So I think it's going to be very dope to just have these people like doing their own thing. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Everyone's booth, when I initially put it out, that I wanted to have vendors, I offered either a 6-foot table. Most of those go to like the people that are selling items. And then, we're also having space for like, or a 6-foot space for like if people have their own like little set or, you know, movable like little table that they can bring. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's going to be dope. I'm excited about that one.
And like you're all sold out of vendor spaces or no?
Yeah. Okay. So we have 21 vendors total. Three wow. of those are gonna be the featured makeup artist, D Love. Everyone knows her. She's like the Wisconsin makeup artist is what I've known her by.
Yeah.
D Love, Nakia Gully is like super dope too, and then my sister Anu Mosberry. So
hey.
I'm really happy to have all three of them. Like I said, I reached out to Anu first, and I'm just like, I actually spoke with D Love at my Roses and Rosé event. She came and she brought like her whole, she's teaching like a couple girls like, you know, makeup basics and just like, you know, how to like do their own thing with their makeup company, which is dope. So shout out to her for that. But I actually reached out to her after I solidified everything with my sister. And I'm just like, would you like to be in this? Like, I would love to have you. And she was like super excited about it. And she was just like, yeah, like we really need this like unity around like makeup artists, because like we can kill if we got like so many of us together. Mm-hmm. And then Nakia, I'm just like, she has to be there too, because everything all of her looks are like very consistent. Like everyone's face is like beat all the time.
Wow.
There's never no like makeup, you know, missing or anything like that. So I'm just like, I have to have all three of these girls like come through and like just do their thing. And they're all going to be doing three different looks, just kind of like what I've seen them do the most. Nakia is going to be doing like a soft glam look. D Love is going to be doing full glam. So that's just like a step above like the basic brown lids or, you know, colors or whatever. And then my sister's going to be doing creative makeup. So okay. I'm excited to be seeing that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So then like, after that, do you have another one already planned after that? Or are you kind of just going to see what goes?
Event wise?
Yeah.
So I do have another event planned after that. September 19th of 2021 was my first event ever. So I want to do something to kind of like go around. Yeah. You know, like something to kind of go around that. And I don't know exactly, I have like a bunch of ideas. I have like a notebook of like event ideas. I just kind of write them out as they come to me. And right now I'm thinking about just doing something. Recently, what I had a family friend pass away from suicide. So I just want to do something where people can get together and talk. I want to call that one Talk to Them.
Okay.
So I feel like that'll be kind of dope to just have like an open discussion. Like everyone just kind of come through. It's still like, you know, I don't want it to be super heavy. But like we're going to talk about different things from like culture, everything from like culture, collaboration and creativity. Like just bringing everyone together to kind of voice their opinions on, you know, maybe how we can work together to bring a better environment to Madison, to, you know, maybe support each other. Like that one's it's going to be very different from what I usually do, but I'm excited about that.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good too. And it sounds like it's something that people will be needing too.
Exactly. Right.
So yeah. So, okay. Well, yeah. So let me ask you this. So, you know, you live here, you're an entrepreneur, you got your business rolling in Madison. Mm-hmm. So what do you think with the entrepreneurship experience that you've had so far? Mm-hmm. Tell me about some of the challenges and some of the highlights like that you've experienced in this past year.
Okay. So challenges, I got plenty of those. I think my biggest one was procrastinating, or not procrastinating. Well, I guess it is, but just trying to perfect things so much that I like never put them out.
Okay.
I had the idea for this company for like almost a year. I just kept writing about it, kept going on YouTube, how to become blah, 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 how to do this. And I'm just like, when am I gonna actually do it? You know, like I did so much research. I've done all the like watching other people thrive and do well, you know, and I'm just like, it's my turn now. Finally, you know, I just felt the need to like put it out there. So that was a challenge for me. Another big challenge for me was moving too fast, ironically. Okay. I think being in the Social Good Accelerator cohort this year has really...
Oh, are you in there now?
Mm-hmm.
That looks like it's so amazing.
It's amazing, but at the same time, like it really opened my eyes up because when I got there, I was like, I know what I'm doing. Like I've done the research, I know what I'm doing. And I gave this later, Annette Miller, I told her like my mission statement and she was just like, okay. And I was just like, what do you mean? Like, isn't this dope? Like, is this cool? Like, she's like, your idea is cool. But, she just kind of made me realize that I was, moving too fast, without like really having set in stone what I wanted, you know, my idea, my business idea. And I could talk about my business ideas so much and like, you know, let people know this is what I want to do. I know what I want to do in my head. But when I kind of explain that to other people and they're just like, wait, huh? It's such a new idea that I have to really understand how to get across to people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I do networking events for Black creatives. And then I also, and within those events, I allow people to produce content to bring brand awareness. So it's two things in one, and then it's super new. Content creation wasn't here like 10 years ago. So people weren't just like doing things on social media or vlogging at events. So like just putting that concept out there, like the older audience is just like, I don't know what you're talking about. And the younger audience is like, okay, I get it. But like, okay, what, you know, why, you know,
they gotta catch up. Right. Both people got to catch up.
Exactly. So I'm just like, man, this is tough, but she just told me to like slow down and really understand what you're doing. Like, don't feel like you have to move. If you see one of your peers is like, they just got $1 million funding and now they're, you know, opening up their space. And it's just like, take your time, you know, follow your path because it's only going to help you grow. So that was a big one for me. Other than that, I would say funding. I think everyone runs into that problem like right away. My problem is I hate reaching out because I don't want to feel like a burden. So even like without funding, but just like to my peers that are doing better than me, it's not an intimidation thing. I just don't want to be in a situation where I feel like that person feels like I'm leeching. Like I want to always be able to give value when I'm receiving something.
Okay.
So I feel like if I don't have anything to give, I don't have a lot of followers. I don't have this. I don't have that. I'm thinking all these things. Like I don't have anything
you don't have.
Right. Exactly.
But what about what you do?
What
have?
I do. Exactly. And I just kind of, since like I've talked to a lot of people, Araceli has really helped me like realize that my audience is very attentive. And then they're also like, it's a very specific audience. So these people may be reaching all of these people, and I reach out like, hey, can I get some help with this? And they're like, okay, what can you give in return? Now I can let them know I have a very specific audience of creatives mm-hmm. that may be able to help you and your company.
Yeah.
On top of that, like, they're very attentive to what I put out and what I bring to the table. So, you know, I'm sure they would show up and show love.
Yeah.
So that's nice to actually see and not really pay attention to all of the bad things that may come with entrepreneurship, but just realize that you also have good qualities or good things that you're putting out there for other people,
yeah.
even if it's you're just starting or you're really small. So those bad things. Right. But on the good side, I think just really seeing people like really say like, this is dope and like, this is needed.
Yeah.
Because I created it for myself, but there's other people that feel the same exact way. And yeah. I didn't know until I created my company.
Yes.
So that's really big for me. I would say like, that's the most important one for me, just like on the positive side of entrepreneurship and like things that I've noticed. There's been so many people that are like, this is dope. Like, you're doing amazing, you know, just the good feedback. And I see that I'm actually helping people. Like, I feel like that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's all that I really need. Like, forget the funding, forget everything else. Like, if my audience and you know, the people that I'm helping are like, I need this, I'm like, okay, I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the right path.
So who, like, when you say like your audience and you say you have a very specific audience, mm-hmm. like, tell me like, who are the very specific, like, tell me who the people are. Cause I was thinking about this earlier today. I was mm-hmm. like, there was somebody read something to me and I was thinking to myself, somebody said something that was like for open anybody 18 and up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like thinking, man, I wish that people would be okay with narrowing into their audience.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that people want to be like, yeah, my product or my service reaches everybody and mm-hmm. everything and in every way and it's for everybody. And I'm like, man, like, if you could just
narrow it down
and be okay with narrowing it down, because mm-hmm. I think some people feel like, oh, if I narrow it down then I'm being too limited. It's
mm-hmm.
like, no, you're really finding your people. You're gonna find the people who is gonna amplify your brand,
because
mm-hmm. you're speaking to them, you know?
I agree with that 100%, and I think that was like one of the things that like I had to do for sure, because when I first started I was like, all creatives this and that, and I'm just like, after I actually started having events, I noticed my audience helped me realize who my audience was.
Yeah.
Like, I was doing events and I was getting a lot of love, but I realized like specifically Black women, I think my audience is like 60% Black women, but specifically Black women that enjoy luxury, number one, enjoy connecting with other people and have either have a business or are starting a business or wanting to start a business. That's my audience.
Okay.
And I just say luxury just because, like, my goal is to, like, I want people to feel comfortable dressing up. Like, you should feel like everything that you are when you walk into one of my events. You know what I'm saying? That's why I usually have, like, put on your best dress. You know, like, I want you to feel good. Like, don't wait to have something, you know, come up to, like, okay, now I get to wear this cute dress.
Right.
Or now I get to wear this dope shirt and these jeans. Like, you know, but, like, I want people to be like, you know what? Like, I'm walking luxury. Like,
yeah.
I could do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. So that's number one. And then when I say like creatives, I really mean anyone. I'll keep that part broad, because to me, a creative is anyone that brings anything to life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a business idea and you start, and you know what I'm saying, like, you put your foot down and you're ready to go, you're creative to me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone, business owners are creatives, because you had an idea, you birthed it and you kept going with
mm-hmm.
it. So creatives is, I guess, the only broad term that I use, but Black women who either want to start a business, have started a business, and they want to connect with other people
mm-hmm.
and just grow themselves and grow their brands. That's my audience.
Okay.
And they really helped me understand who they were after I started putting my things out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm Rougie Wellness, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, I see that you got your gym journey going on.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. So tell me, what's your wellness like? What are you focusing on right now for your own wellness
mm-hmm.
Journey and practices?
So I'm really trying to get back into the gym. Before I started my company back in 2014, I started like this fitness journey, and I lost over 110 pounds over the course of like 2 years or two or three years. And I was just like, I really like fell in love with working out. Like that was my thing. If I was upset, I'm at the gym. If I'm happy, I'm at the gym. Like, you know, like that was my thing. And that just really helped me like sharpen my mind. I think I gained a lot of focus going to the gym regularly. And then it also helped me get into a, I guess like a routine for the rest of like my day or whatever else I had planned, because I knew, okay, I'm going to the gym at this time. Now let me figure out what I'm doing after that, or let me get together what I'm doing before the gym.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing for me, trying to get back into the gym. Eating healthy is another big one for me. I actually haven't eaten meat for like 6 or 7 months. Okay. But I really just, when I cut out meat, I'm like, okay, I'm doing good now. I can eat the chips. I can eat everything else. And I'm just like, you know, I kind of got to get away from, you know, not so much, like the unhealthy foods and like, you know, the snacks and things like that. I felt like since I put meat down, I could pick those up a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that's not really balanced, you know? So yeah. I'm just like, you know what, let me get together with eating more, like fruits in the morning. I try to wake up and eat fruit every morning for breakfast. Other than that, just like following a routine that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Is like the only thing I'm really focused on, like for wellness wise.
Yeah.
And then just consuming things that make, have a positive impact in my life. So I've kind of, I don't know about nobody else, but I follow the Shade Room. I like let them go. And if you, I mean, like if I'm following someone and they're just not teaching me, or providing me with anything that can help me do better or reach my next level, I feel like I don't need to, you know, be participating in it.
Yeah. I resonate with so many of those things. I stopped eating meat back in 2017. And I remember back in 2012, I went like, I did like a detox, like of the music I was listening to, the type of media that I was consuming. Social media wasn't so big back then for me, but you know, I was like, I gotta be mindful of the music I'm listening to. If this music is degrading women or this and that, I gotta get rid of it. If the, you know, I gotta get off of the internet like that. I gotta make sure that I tailor what's in my, you know, my news and stuff like that. And even like the type of thing, the radio station, because I'm like, man, the radio station makes you really feel like you suck. You know what I mean? So all of those things. And so I was very sensitive because I had detox. So I was very sensitive to what type of stimulus I allowed into my existence.
Oh, for sure.
So I rest, and it makes a difference. So then it's like, if you do decide to add things in, you choosing what you add into your, you know, into your psyche.
Right.
You know?
Right. I think another, like music was a big one for me too. And like, since I like slowed down or listened to so many like negative records, like it was crazy to like see, like even driving, if I'm listening to like this song and I'm feeling like I'm in it, I'm speeding, I'm swerving in and out of lanes, and I didn't even realize that before, but now I'm just like, dang, like when I sometimes I'll drive with like my siblings and I'm just like, girl, you going crazy, and then I realize the song we listening to is like, it's, you know, intense. We going crazy. And I'm just like, let's just listen to something calmer, because like we're going a little crazy right now. But yeah, things like that, like I think it's important to kind of detox from those things. And like you said, like you got really sensitive. I've been sensitive my whole life. I'm just going to accept it now. Like my dad used to be like, okay, Ashley, well, did you do this? And I'm just like, no. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like automatically crying. And I'm just like, I've learned to accept it. But like detoxing from those things have really opened my eyes that it's actually a superpower. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good for you to feel. Like, I think a lot of people are like, you're too sensitive. It's like, no, you need to tap in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, get with yourself and get right with, you know, everything that you really feel, because it allows you to grow. Like, you know what I mean? So in the times that you feel like, you know, maybe I'm upset or I'm mad, once you learn how to process those emotions, like, you can only do better.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly. I feel like it's, you know, when you know, like, think about it like this, like if you know, there's a lot of people who don't want to feel their feelings and their emotions, so they go find ways to numb themselves, right? And you numb yourself down, it also like numbs like your awareness to things. Mm-hmm. It makes you kind of check out, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, yeah, if you're sensitive, you are going to be paying attention. Your awareness is going to be there.
Yep.
You're going to see, you're also going to be easier to recognize the lessons in your experiences. Mm-hmm. So then you're less likely to repeat them again. Mm-hmm. But if you're numbing, then it's like you're going to keep having those same experiences.
It's a cycle. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, like that. I felt like that detox was very, it like you said, it's more so a superpower because it made me more, it heightened my awareness, my senses, you know? Okay, so then what's up with, like, what's your circle looking like? Like, do you hang out with other entrepreneurs? Oh, wait, is this your full-time job or do you have a job?
I do have a job. Okay. Shout out to Warner Park. I work at the Warner Park Community Center. But I do kick it with a lot of entrepreneurs. I have a very small circle. And I think that's because back in 2017, and I'm getting like more open with this because I feel like it could help others. I was diagnosed with anxiety and depression. So it was like really tough. I knew I had it for years, but I just didn't, it's not that I didn't want to be labeled as that, but I just didn't want to put that burden on other people. So I was just like, I'll figure it out, you know? But after a while, I just really took that time. Like, I think for like 2 years, I just went to work and I went home. Mm. I didn't kick it with no one. I didn't go out. Like, if you see me out, I was probably with like at the grocery store real quick and I'm going back to the crib. Like, it just made me very, even more anxious, like isolating myself. That's a big thing. If you need help or if you have anxiety or depression, sitting by yourself is not going to help you.
Right.
You really need like a dope team around you. Family, friends, people that you trust to really like bring you out and like enjoy yourself. And that's what I had. Like, my family was just like my rock at the time to, and they still are, to like really just be like, you know, if you need help with anything, like, we got your back. Just knowing people that say like, we have your back, and not feeling like I had to be by myself all the time really helped me come out of it. So now it's tough. That's why I feel like I have this like anxiety when it comes to public speaking or speaking to people and kind of like getting my words out, because I've been by myself for so long, you know what I'm saying? And I just, it was definitely by choice, because I have friends that would reach out to me, but I just didn't feel like, I didn't want to be a burden to them, you know what I'm saying? So if I felt depressed at the time, or if I felt a lot of anxiety, I didn't want to go out because I was like, dang, I'm gonna have to be, you know, worrying about what I got going on, and they trying to have a good time. So I'm the Debbie Downer, you know? Mm-hmm. But then I was just like, you know what? Like, if I'm with these people, if they know what's up and they're still inviting me out, then you know what I'm saying? They understand, and they're more than happy to be with me in that time. So I just took the time to just be like, you know what? I'm gonna do my thing, and I'm gonna just put myself out there. So I have a really dope group of people that I kick with on a regular basis. Mercedes Lloyd, she's super cool. Nisha Joyner, and then Irene Katana and my younger sister.
Oh, Irene.
Yeah, I love Irene. So those three girls and then my sister are like the people that I kick it with the most. I'm not shunning nobody else. If I didn't mention you, I'm sorry. But those are like the girls that I'm with all the time, you know, whenever I go out. And I think I'm with them because they inspire me.
Okay.
Mercedes is very open and honest with who she is, and I love that about her. Nisha is like a go-getter. She's like entrepreneur goals. And then Irene is just like all around like wellness. I got it together. You know, and those people may not feel that way all the time, but they inspire others to do better. And I think, right, just meeting them and connecting with them regularly just inspired me to, like, you know, if I was doing well and I decided, like, man, it ain't working anyway, I'm gonna just chill for a while. Like, they inspired me to, like, nope, keep going on that path that, you know, to be better.
Yeah, I think that's so important. Like, I love the fact that you highlighted, like, hey, this is what I was diagnosed with. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I'm living with, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not like I am
Bipolar
or anxiety, but I live with bipolar. Like, you know, it's like you might be on the couch and then they might just both be like chilling next to you.
Right.
You might be like, what? I didn't tell y'all to come over.
Not today. Right.
But highlighting that, number one, like, that's your experience. Mm-hmm. And then number two, like, you talked about, like, the way that people can show up for you. Mm-hmm. But then also number three, like, you deciding, you know what, like, They accept me for who I am. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give myself permission.
For sure.
To be who I am. Yeah. You know, and knowing that. And that narrative I've heard from people, and I've experienced, like, of, I don't want to be a burden. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, like, and I don't know, you might have had this experience, but I've had the experience with, like, friends who I've had to, like, beg, like, girl, please let me support you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I love you.
How it is. It's always, like, that person that, like, needs it the most. You're like, anyone else that needs help, I got your back. Like, I got you. I always want people to know, like, I have their back, or I'm going to support them. But then when it came to myself, I'm just like, let me wait. Maybe not, you know? But then I had to realize, like, if I can help them and they're telling me that they can help me, I can trust them, you know? Yeah. So just finding those people you can trust is, like, perfect. It's amazing.
And that is also practice. Like, practicing leaning on people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that takes courage and strength and vulnerability.
It definitely does.
You know? So, you know, that's amazing, like, and wonderful that you give yourself permission and that you practice that with your friends, and that your friends can, you know, vibrate that back to you as well.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I think a big thing for me was, like you said, vulnerability. I just realized that a lot of it came from me not wanting to be vulnerable. So we feel like we're going to be a burden because we don't want to be vulnerable with those people. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, if they're letting you know, like, you might as well be yourself. I mean, if it don't work out later, it is what it is. But they told you in that time, like, you can trust them. And I think we go into things and we don't bring trust right away. And if you just meet someone, there's no reason not to trust them. Mm-hmm. That's just my thought process. If you meet someone and they don't give you a reason not to trust them, then there's no reason for you to hold back. Be yourself, do what you do. Mm-hmm. And then if they show you in that time, like, that's not really, you know, then you can take a step back and allow yourself to slow down on what you put out in their environment, in their space. Yeah. But I don't think we should ever hold back on who we are, what we may be going through, because there are so many other people that you can help.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I'm a lot more comfortable talking about the things that I've gone through and the things that I struggle with, because there's so many people, like, that reach out to me all the time, like, this is inspiring, you know? And it's just like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
To know that I'm inspiring people is such a new thing for me. And I love it because it allows me and it keeps me going. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people, if they knew that what they went through or the things that they may be dealing with inspired others, I feel like it would help them bring it out of them. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't be as depressed if you know that there's people that are going through it with you, and you inspire so many people just by putting your story out there. So
I love that, and it's so true.
Yeah,
it helps you to find your village, find your community, find your people. And you know, I tell people, like, the more that you give yourself permission to be who you are with your imperfections, with your flaws, then the more that you give other people, like, if anybody is looking for permission, they'll find it in you.
Yep.
Because you're giving them that by being authentic. You're, you know, by being like, hey, I'm not perfect. I don't have everything figured out. Like, that's how, like I said, that's how this podcast came about, was I'm like, look, if I tried to have everything perfectly edited, y'all will never have an episode. Yep. Y'all won't have a show. So let me just, and you know, and some of the first feedback that I got was, you know, I like your show how it don't be all the way edited.
Right. And it's just like, oh, y'all caught that? My bad. That's but good, though.
Okay,
and I feel like I'm learning now, like, especially with my business and just, like, social media in general, everyone's like, it's the whole, like, this is perfect. Everything is curated, blah, blah, blah. But I think when you show up as, like, your authentic self, it's so dope. And it's so comforting. But at the same time, like, people really rock with, like, the original things that you put out. Like, I remember I put out, like, some notes, like, literally just, like, some notes that I wrote, like, and my caption was, like, I've been thinking about this business for so long. That's, like, one of my most liked posts. Like, I take 3 hours to make this flyer, and it's, like, 2 likes.
Right.
You know? So I'm just, like, put out the stuff that you want to put out. Yeah. Show up as you want to be, and it's just, like, do your thing. Like, really, that's if anyone takes anything from, like, what I'm saying, it's just, like, do your own thing.
Do
you
own
know
thing.
And just show up as yourself.
Yes.
So yeah.
So are you spiritual, religious, anything like that at all?
I'm very much spiritual.
Okay. It's definitely showing up.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, I think I'm gonna ask.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I really just try to I call myself Ashley the Alchemist. And I just feel like I gave myself that name because of all the things that I've been through and like just putting myself in isolation. I really just was like, you know what? Like all of these things are happening for a reason. Like I'm in this position because I need to either be doing something different or, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm here because I'm supposed to be doing something. So yeah. I'm just like, you know what? I've been through a lot of negative situations, but I haven't allowed that to like stop my shine. Like,
yeah.
You know, even the times that I feel like I'm not shining as bright, people are like, you shine a girl. And I'm just like, yeah. I love it. You know, like, so I just really like put that out there. It's like, this is who I am. I'm a very sensitive, outgoing, happy, sad, blah, blah, blah. I'm everything, you know? Yes. So I'm just like, if I give 100% of myself, that gives people permission to do, you know, to be 100% themselves. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, we're all connected no yes. matter what. So if I'm thriving, the people around me are going to do good. If I'm around people that are, you know, that are doing better than me in business, it's only a matter of time that I'm going to reach that point.
That's
you
right.
know? So I'm just like, I got to be there and I just got to support people and allow them to support me. And that's the only way we're going to grow as a community.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I want to know about some of your influences. Hmm. So what is your influences? Like, you know, are you reading any books? Do you have any books that you want to recommend?
I haven't read a book in a while, which is crazy. I do a lot of, which is not so good, but I do a lot of like online searching. So if I see something like, I'm the type of person, if I'm like interested in a topic, like I'm gonna be on it days. Like I have 4 or 5 tabs open under like one topic.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a book that it's not like a very spiritual book or anything like that, but the book Asada by Asada Shakur.
Mm-hmm.
That book was just like, she went through so much and then she was just like, you know, like her drive to like just keep going and be herself. Mm-hmm. I read that book like a million times and I'm just like, this is so dope. Like I aspire to be that like strong will to like keep going and do what I want to do, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a dope book for me. But I listen to a lot of podcasts rather than like
books.
A lot of reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's some of your, like, what's your top three that you love?
Oh, top three podcasts. I would have to say High Level Conversations by 19 Keys is super dope.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been enjoying those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're so nice. And I love the length of them, like 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
I'm literally just like got my headphones in at my work with Woo! My phone. I love it.
I just checked out his with Trap Wall Street.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Wall Street Trapper.
Yeah.
Wall Street Trapper.
That was so amazing.
I love it. And they drop so many gems in there.
Many.
Another one is the EYL, Earn Your Leisure.
Earn Your
it's
Leisure.
Like a, yeah,
yeah,
I love them. Anything business related, really. I think another one is Poor Minds. It's these two girls and they're not like, I don't know how to explain them, but they're like, they do their own thing. They don't really care. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And it's just a nice little vibe to have them because, I'm not exactly like those women, but I admire like the authenticity that they bring. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So those would be my top three. High Level Conversations with 19 Keys. Earn Your Leisure. Anything Earn Your Leisure.
Earn Your Leisure,
honestly,
nice.
I'm with it. And then Poor Minds
okay.
is pretty dope.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check out Poor Minds.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of it. So thank you for, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I love that.
I think you would love it.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, is it like you or is it like a small team, large team?
So I don't have any paid employees,
okay.
but my family is like my
go-to. That's your team?
Yeah, that's my team for sure. I do all of the work, but I really use them as like, what do I want to call it? They're like is consultant team a good the right word?
Yeah.
So I run every idea past them.
Yeah.
So anything
you consult with them.
Right. So yeah. anything I come up with, like my sister for the 608 face off, any event I come up with, I'm like, okay, dad, do you think this is a good price? Like, do you think people will be able to afford this? Or I'm like, do you feel like what value would you get from this? Like I
yeah.
always ask them like a million times. I know they'd be so fed up with me. Like you asked me this like 2 minutes ago. And I was like, I want to make sure like it's good. So
yeah.
I can put it out and other people can relate. So I always ask them like, would you go to something like this? You know what I'm saying? Like what would make you not want to go? I ask my dad a lot. Cause I'm trying to like, connect with more black men, like Dad, like, what type of events would you go to? Like, what would you be interested in? And there's like a little age difference, but I think it's really nice to have like those people around you that you can connect with, just like on the basic level of like things. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. before it's even solid, before your plan is solid, like you can just connect and be like, okay, so this is the idea I'm having. Like, what are your thoughts? What is your feedback? So that's my team. Okay. I ain't got no paid employees.
That's
I
would okay. love
to,
yeah.
Yeah. I would love to like, you know, get to a point where I can hire people, cause doing it by myself is tough, but I appreciate the help that I have now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So no paid employees yet, but you will.
Right. I will.
You were working on me.
Okay.
So it's you and your team. You got your team, your family, your mm-hmm. home, your inner circle team. Mm-hmm. Is we know that like, everything is beautiful. Like when people come to the events, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But you be putting in work on the back end.
Oh yeah.
Like you are balancing a full-time job. Mm-hmm. You're balancing the full-time job and entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Social life. Mm-hmm. You know, and then whatever else. If you have you got love life, what you got going on the love front?
I'm single as a Pringle. Slide if you want to, but I mean, we gonna figure it out.
Okay. Yeah. Wait. And how they got? What kind of person got it? How they got to be if they want to step to you?
Ooh. You had to have a beautiful personality, a great sense of humor. I love tall men. I love dark men. So, I mean, come and do what you gotta do. If we connect, we connect. Other than that, I'm single as a Pringle, like I said.
Ready to mingle.
Okay.
It's still summertime.
Yes.
Cuffing season is still accepting applications for the draft.
I don't do the whole cuffing season.
Okay.
Like, I rock with you, I'm a get with you, but I don't do the whole, like, let's, you know, like, and I'm working on that, too. That's another thing, like, trying to just, you know, being comfortable with enjoying the time that I have with something at that time.
Gotcha.
And not, like, because I'm the type of person,
I,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if we're connecting on that level, and I'm, like, 2 days in, I'm, like, yeah, we finna get married. And then I'm, like, I'm doing too much. So I'm, like, you know what? Let me just enjoy the time that I have with someone at that time.
Yeah.
So I'm learning that. So that's why I'm like, I'm single as a Pringle, but we gonna work it out. Yeah. We gonna figure it out.
I resonate with that. Like, mm-hmm. that's how, like, I have no interest to possess anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't wanna be ownership over anyone.
Right.
I enjoy my time mm-hmm. while it lasts.
Yep.
It might be, it was fun while it lasted.
Right.
Right.
And that's what I'm learning. Like, I'm like one of those people, and I think it's the tourist thing. I feel like once I let you in, you in. So it's like, I got to learn how to, you know, relax, like let that, you know,
yeah.
like, you know, so yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and the thing is that you never know, like somebody might be like a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
It might be something that might be for a long time.
Right.
But if it doesn't work out, it doesn't necessarily even mean that it was a failure.
Exactly. Or it was, you know, that's the thing. Like I've learned a lot of the times, like when people come into my life and I'm just like, dang, that was real quick, but I learned so much from that person.
Yeah.
Or you know what I'm saying? Or if they're there for a really long time, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm actually appreciating the time that I'm spending with someone.
Yes.
At that time.
Yeah.
So that's something that I'm learning, that I'm getting better at. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what's, yeah. That's how I'm like, okay, I might've had an experience with somebody and I can still, Even if it doesn't work out,
mm-hmm.
I can still experience like feelings of gratitude.
Exactly.
For yep. the time that I was able to spend. One of my favorite songs by India Irie, He is the Truth. And in the song she says, mm-hmm. And every lesson is a blessing, and I'm glad that I know him at all. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's like, even if it didn't work out, you know, hey, I got a lesson from that,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I can just vibrate in gratitude.
Exactly.
As a result.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. So single as a Pringle, holla at Ashley, but come correct if you step.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Period. And she got a team. Okay.
Okay.
And she has friends, and she will do the vetting process. Okay.
Okay.
She needs, can I say she needs the whole facts report?
Can I surely do. I need it.
She needs the whole facts, okay? References
Bring it
will
with
be
you.
Checked.
Okay.
Come with your references. Come with your energy, your proper energy.
Okay.
Come
yeah,
with your
we
authenticity.
Need high energy at all times.
Yes.
I don't like all that seriousness.
Yeah.
You know, the dudes that are just like, you can't smile, you can't laugh, you can't crack a joke, because I'm a goofball. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah.
Yes.
Make sure you come correct.
What else? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And here's one important thing. This is something that here's a question that I have to ask guys.
Okay.
I'd be like, are you single? And then he'd be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, but are you somebody's man?
Okay. Are they?
Are you somebody's man?
Right. Are you in a relationship?
Oh, you ain't got no woman, but are you somebody's man?
Okay. That's a good question to ask. I done ran into that a couple times. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely put that on my list of questions to ask.
Yeah. Are you somebody's man? Is there a woman out here who's walking around this town claiming you?
Right.
Putting her life on hold for you. Now, it's one thing if you're dating, because people can date, whatever.
Right.
But if you somebody's man, is somebody going to want to fight me about you?
I don't even want to be in that. I'm not with
it. I'm straight.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not with that. The whole, you know, that's why I said I'm single as a Pringle, but I'm going to take my time. Because there's a lot of things that, you know, I don't want to run into that. But, I mean, it's inevitable. Like, I'm not going to say I'm down to, like, with whatever. But, like, I'm not going to hold back on somebody if I feel, you know, good and it's a go with that person, I'm going to definitely dive in. But I don't think I'm the type of person that's like, if you got somebody, I can't do that.
Can't do it.
That's not something for me.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Not like wrap it up for entry, because ain't no entrance access granted.
Okay.
Talking about you wrap up your situations over there.
Do exactly.
If you before you step, don't come over here to Ashley. Talk about some, I'm working on, save it.
Okay. But I mean, you know, if you working on what you working on, do your thing.
Working
on getting up out of that. But if you got something going on and you need to make sure that everything is in order and in line. I'm not with being no side, whatever. I'm not with being the main and you got a side. Whatever you want to do, figure that out. And hit me up later. I may be with it or I may not. That's all I gotta say.
What does it take for somebody to be seen in public with you? Like, is it like, oh, we can go out in public? Or is it like, before I can be out in public with you, what's your perspective?
I can't put no, it's not even a number. I feel like
it's a vibe.
Number one, it's a vibe. I'm always gonna feel anything. But I feel like to be seen in public with somebody, like, You putting a lot on the line.
Ain't that the truth?
It's a lot on the line when you're in public with somebody. So I feel like we have to be on the same page for me to be in public with you. And I feel like we have to have a mutual understanding of what we doing.
Okay.
If it's just like, if I ask you what we doing and you say we just kicking it, I won't be nowhere with
okay.
you.
Okay.
we just chilling, we just vibing. Yeah, we gonna vibe our separate ways. So you can hit me up, but we ain't doing none of that public stuff. In public and we just chilling, I'm not with that.
Do you have rules for social media?
You know, I feel like, what you mean as far as like my man gotta post me?
Well, no. Like, do you have rules for how before he's your man, is there any like etiquette to how he engages with you on social?
Do you mean like him being like on my page and like commenting things like that? Mm-hmm. I don't mind the liking. I don't mind a little comment. But don't claim me if you ain't claimed me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, let other people have they time. don't have me out here looking like a woman that's wifed up and you doing your own thing on the side. So that's all I gotta say for that. But for socials, I really just feel like, ooh, social media is tricky. Like, there's so much that go into social media nowadays. So I guess all I can say is just, you can make a comment or whatever, but don't be under my pictures talking about my love and we ain't even like figured out what we doing. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I gotta say for that. But I really would like to stay away from social media. Like, if I'm with that person, I feel like in person is the best way to go.
Yeah, in person. So then let me say that when you said that, you know, don't be talking about my love. Mm-hmm. I seen something that said, and when I read this, I was like, that is, you don't want to be single, but unavailable. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Like putting your life, committed to somebody, but still single.
Oh yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like you can't claim me and not claim me.
Right.
Like, I just feel like that's crazy. Like, you stopping my shine from other people.
Yeah.
Like, they can't see my light cause you in the way, you know, thinking that they think that I'm with you and we not even like on that level at all, you know? So I feel like, you might can leave a heart or two. Like, I'm down with that. Like, show your love, you know, show your affection or whatever you want to call it. But like, yeah, I don't want you like paragraphs under my page or post. That's too much.
Yes.
And I just feel like I don't like to judge, but when it comes to social media and somebody that I may see myself with, how you post on your page social is very much important to me.
Yes, come on.
I can't stand a man that's always like, or you know, anybody. I can't stand a man that's always on social media and they're like, oh man, I could go for this right now, or like posting sexual things. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't mind, do you? But I feel like that's just not for me. If you ain't got a limit on what social media is and what in person or like, you know, personal things are, I feel like I don't like that. That's an automatic turn off. And I would just like check you off the no list.
I feel like when guys are, I won't just say guys, but no, I'm going to say guys. Mm-hmm. I am going to say guys because I know that the double standard exists. And so I'm going to just be real about it.
Right, right.
I know the double standard exists and I'm heterosexual. So I'm into men. Mm-hmm. So I can only speak from that experience. If I see a guy posting a lot of sexual things, I'm going to think he's advertising.
And that's how I feel. That's why I'm just like, I don't know if I like that just because of what you said. You're advertising. So you literally are selling, you're putting yourself out there. And if we together, I'm just like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Right, like, you're trying to recruit.
Exactly. So I feel like, I don't know, if it's me and if I'm with someone and they're doing that, I feel like I don't want to go in a relationship and like, you need to change this, you need to change that. So when I see that initially, I'm like, all right, I already know where I stand with you. You know what I'm saying? And if someone decides to change or, you know, they have an epiphany, like, you know what, this girl is amazing. You know, I just don't want to do that no more. Then that's what you should do. But if you feel like you have to do those things, then do it on your own time, not with me.
Yeah, exactly. Period.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can't do it. I don't know. The social media, like you said, there's definitely a double standard. Mm-hmm. But I think for guys, I think for anyone, you do what you do and you're going to connect with the people that, you know what I'm saying, that are on your wavelength. But for me, I think the way that I present, I would want somebody that presents themselves the way that I present myself.
Yes, that matches you, right? In that way. They don't have to be exactly like you.
Right, exactly.
They got to like match on some of those type of
exactly
core elements, you know?
Let's not even get into the whole, so like put sexual stuff aside. If all you post is like memes or unnecessary things, like it's totally fine to have fun and you know what I'm saying? But I want to see some type of ambition, you know, on your social media as well, because people say like, it's just social media. That is not true.
They gaslighting.
That is not
a thing. They gaslighting if they saying that.
That's not a thing. Okay. That's very much, you don't go to Woodman's and just be like, it's just shopping and spend all your money on whatever. You know what I'm saying? You make sure you're intentional with it. So I think social media can be used in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Like when you come in my way, make sure you're using it the right way.
Make sure your social is cleaned up.
Right.
If you step in the ash.
Okay. Okay. Clean it up.
What's an ideal date night for you?
Ooh. I really enjoy anything that isn't the basic sit down dinner. Let's have dinner. I would prefer, I don't want to say date, I would say a date in general. I would prefer something during the day.
Okay.
Daytime
hours.
Daytime. Fellas. Yeah. I feel like the first time we meet, we don't have to meet up at 9 o'clock at night. I feel like the first time we meet, because if I'm trying to get to know you and I'm trying to show you myself, I think an environment where I can actually be myself is the best. For me, like a museum, like I'm down with like a walk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something very simple for me the first time I meet you, I feel like would allow me to really be comfortable and, you know, really put my best self out there.
Yeah.
And I think it will be the same for the person that I would be with. But that whole, like, let me take you to dinner, like, that's just not my vibe.
Okay.
I'm not into, like, I love to eat. So, like, we can eat, but, you know, I want to be comfortable. I want that person to be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So, who plans the first date? You or them?
Oh, they definitely planning the first date.
They planning it. Like, that's, they got to come.
Yeah.
Knowing how to plan. Is there a philosophy behind that or no?
I mean, I feel like, let me take that back. They definitely have to plan it. But I'm not a type of girl that's gonna be like, okay, well, I'm not gonna tell you anything. If you wanna get with me, you gotta figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you reach out to me and you're like, okay, well, I would love to take you on a date, I'm like, okay, cool. These are the type of things I'm interested in.
Yeah.
I feel like if I do something like that, that'll automatically let that person know if I'm for them or not.
Yeah.
So if I say something like, I would love to go to this museum, oh my gosh, I wanna go to this. This is actually me, y'all. So if you try to hit me up, I would love to do this. There's this, what is it called? There's this plant house in Chicago. I'm forgetting what it's called, but it's literally just this giant place with a bunch of plants. I would love to do something like that for a first date. I feel like that would be so fun, but like just the, I just want to take you out to dinner. I feel like there's no thought behind that.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
you didn't really take the time. Like you, I feel like if you like, I want to take you to dinner, it better be an experience.
Yes.
Like I'm not saying you have to drop a bunch of money, but I mean, it should be an experience behind that date. I should be able to remember that. I don't want to go to Red Lobster. I've been there before. Mm-hmm. I don't want to. And then if you're trying to take me to like Applebee's or something, like what are we really doing?
Right.
You know? Like, so what? Like if it's going to be something where it's at night, like it needs to be an experience. Even during the day, I want to experience something with you so I can mm-hmm. feel if, okay, I can see myself, you know, like getting to know this person more.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kids or no kids?
I want like 6 kids.
Okay.
And I'm 26, so I need to start soon.
Can your partner have kids already? Can they come with kids or no?
I feel like they can come with kids. I just feel like things have to be taken care of on the co-parenting side.
Okay.
If you have kids and you're never in their lives, that's a turnoff. But if you have kids and you know what I'm saying, like if you may have something where if I want to, okay, let's see each other and it's not going to work out because I got my child, then you know what I'm saying? That's understandable. Mm-hmm. If your kid takes up some of the time, that's fine. But if I have all of your time and you have kids, that's going to be a turnoff for me.
Yeah.
But I think, I think people can come with kids because I met you at my time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So whatever happened before me is not my, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't say nothing about that. That was... You have a life. It's not that we meet people and they start living when they meet you.
Right.
So I think kids is totally fine. But just make sure everything is smoothed out and taken care of. I don't want no problems.
Yep. And if you come trying to put your best foot forward and you faking, she's going to find out.
I'm going to know.
She's going to know.
I'm going to know.
Cause we women, we be having like detectives in the streets, right?
For sure. Let me be quiet now. I was about to give my detective away, but yeah, I got one, and she know what she doing.
We have detectives. We don't even have to go looking for the information.
Literally, for real.
You know what I mean?
I literally told my detective about this person that I was talking to. And she was like, girl, he got a whole wife. And I'm like, how did you find that?
Right.
Like, she did what she had to do. But, you know, we got detectives for sure.
Shout out to our detectives.
For real.
Because women, like, and we, so, because, you know, here's the thing. Other part is, like, if you have an excellent detective, mm-hmm. then fellas need to know that that means that we also... are therefore ourselves excellent detectives.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because of course, like why we're going to elevate one another. You
right.
know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like we elevate each other.
And
so.
She let me know what she doing to get the information.
Yeah.
So I got it already.
So yeah.
And I know like low key on the inside, like I feel like I don't want to call myself like the spiritual goddess or whatever, but I be having feelings. Like I know this.
Yes.
Like when you in tune with yourself, that's another thing about sensitivity. When you know what's going on with yourself and you pay attention to like your feelings when you with somebody and you feel a type of way, like you need to look at that for real. Take that and don't just be like, oh, okay, I was just, you know, that was that.
Look.
Take that and really feel it and you'll know what's going on.
Ain't
simple
that the
as
truth.
That. Don't look for the answers nowhere else. Your intuition gonna tell you every single time.
Thank you.
That's just me.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm. And the other part is like, you know, there will be guys who will try to make you think that your vision or your request or your requirements or desires mm-hmm. are just too out of reach. And it's like, bro, that's for you.
Oh, yeah.
That's for you. Too much for
there's
you.
There's definitely like people match on an energy level.
Yeah.
So if you feel like my requests are too much, that's totally fine. I have fun with you for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is.
If
you feel like my requests aren't enough, like, you know what I'm saying? Some guys go above and beyond because they're like, this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to give you more. Yes. And that's just certain people. So if you feel how you feel like I'm too much, or that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
You're not a bad person. We just not gonna vibe.
We're just
no
not
more.
Vibing.
That's it.
That's it. It's like, that's too much for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But move on out of the way, because you blocking that one. Because he want to step to the front.
Okay. And it goes both ways. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can only speak from a female perspective. But it's just like, I want people to know, like, you have your thoughts. You have what you want. And that's totally fine. Don't break down what you have because you like this person and they just like, well, that's a little bit too much for me. And you're like, okay, well, I really don't need that. No.
No.
You need everything that you asked for and you deserve it. So whoever gonna give you that, take that. But in the meantime, work on yourself, because when you work on yourself, you just align yourself with the one that's for you.
That's right.
And that's all I'm on.
Your standards remain high.
Mm-hmm.
And your worth, you stand in your self-worth to know, no, I actually am not asking too much. I do deserve these things. Because why would I have this amazing vision if it wasn't for me?
Exactly.
You know?
And even if you have that amazing vision and you don't see yourself in that position just yet, take the time to work on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want a man that has millions of dollars, put yourself in a position to be a woman to receive a man that has millions of dollars. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta, what you ask for, you have to work for. It's always gonna be a point where right before you get there, it's gonna be something to test you. And if you slip up, that's where you start.
Ain't
over.
Ain't that the truth?
That's it.
Ooh, what a word.
Mm-hmm.
That's a word right there.
I be dropping them.
Y'all be paying. I hope y'all pay attention.
Okay.
This is dope. Is there anything in particular that you really want the viewers, like, if you was gonna be like, look, this is the most important thing that I want y'all to know today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would be like something that you'd be like, hey, I want you guys to take this away with you. If you think about Ashley, I want you to associate this particular thing with me.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. I guess I would say, perfection is not something you work towards. It's something that you already are. So just, I guess, work on yourself in a way that you would like to be seen, in a way that you would like to be. So, like I said before, if you want a $6 million man, put yourself in a position to meet a $6 million man. Same with, like, if you see yourself in the gym every day and you want this body, put yourself in a position to get that, what you want. So don't spend too much time trying to perfect for anybody else other than yourself, because you're already whole, you're already perfect, you're already whatever you want to be. You just want people to add to you, and you want to add to others. So that's the most important thing I think people should take away from me. When you see me, just know that I'm working. Just know that it's only up from where I've been, and I think everyone should look at themselves that way and stay in your lane. I don't mean that in a way where, well, I don't mean to be moving around in different things. Stay in your lane. That means to me, this is what works for me, and I'm gonna stay right here. You're more than welcome to move and do other things, but stay in a position that allows you to keep growing, the people around you to keep growing. Because like I said before, we're all connected. So when you elevate, the people around you elevate, and you can only do better. Other than that, August 20th is the 608 Face-Off event. Like I told my sister, this is the one. So make sure you're there. And I have so much more planned, so stay tuned. And shout out to Keena for bringing me on her first episode. So it's lit.
Yeah,
that's it.
Where do they find you? How can everybody find you?
My business social medias are Creative Connections Events on both Facebook and Instagram. And you can find my personal Facebook and Instagram at Ashley Mosberry. And then on Instagram, I'm Ashley the Alchemist.
Ashley the Alchemist. And you said you're going to change the name of the company soon.
Yes, I will be changing my business name. I don't want to put that out there yet. But I will be changing it, and it's just going to bring everything in my life full circle.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have the links, all of Ashley's links and everything, the tickets and everything, by the time this episode
drops. Oh, this event is free.
Oh, it's free.
It's free.
Okay.
This event is free, so you ain't got no reason not to be there.
Pull up.
Come through. Yeah.
So we'll put all the links to everything in the description box below. Mm-hmm. When Ashley does rebrand, for those of you who listen to this after her rebrand date, I'm going to update this. I'm mm-hmm. gonna if it's not updated and somebody is watching, send me a message. But I think I'm gonna be pretty good about remembering to go back in. If you give me like a date to think about, mm-hmm. then I will put it on my calendar to.
It'll
just
be
go
soon.
In.
It actually gonna be soon within the next. I'm pretty sure it's gonna happen. I'm gonna drop and do the rebrand right after the event.
Okay.
Just because I've already put everything out under this name, so you know.
Mm-hmm. So this will be updated. So regardless of when you're tuning in, when you're watching or listening, mm-hmm. you'll catch it. It's in the description. Check the description for any ways to get in tune with any of the things that Ashley is bringing to the table.
Yes.
Check it out, y'all. Don't miss out. Don't sleep on yourself by missing out on such a wonderful offering.
Yes.
This one and then the ones that she has to come, y'all. So mm-hmm. definitely tune in. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you for having me. This is my first podcast. I was so nervous, but you very much welcomed me and made me comfortable. So I'm thankful.
Thank you. Yes. Well, let's take a collective breath together. Do you do breath work? I know you got Irene, so.
Yeah, you know, she be teaching me some things, but I'm down. I'm going to just learn from you.
We'll just take a nice big inhale in and out together with the rest of the people watching and listening. Mm-hmm. And then we'll just take a sip just to remind people to drink your water. So mm-hmm. if you got water, get your cup so that you're ready for a sip of water. Mm-hmm. But let's go ahead. If you're safe in a position where it's safe to do so, I'm going to invite everybody to close your eyes. Mm-hmm. And then bring your lips together, close your lips, and then just inhale. Take a nice big inhale through the nose. And then exhale, let it out. You can blow it out if you want. We'll do one more big breath. Make this one bigger than the last one through the nose. And then slowly let that breath out as slowly as you can. And whenever you're ready, go ahead and
that was good. Open I those needed eyes. That. I needed that.
Thank you.
That just
take a
out
sip
everything.
Of water. Enjoy some water. Definitely hydrate. Take care of your complexion from the inside out, your hair from the inside out, your brain from the inside out. Water is the source of all of those things, y'all.
Yes.
Thank you so much to Ashley. Please tune in. You can listen to this episode or watch it on YouTube. The video is on YouTube here on the YouTube channel. Otherwise, it's available on all the streaming platforms. Click the links in order to get in tune, y'all. And we will see y'all next time. Take a sip of water. Drink your water.
I'm going to drink my air, my water. Mm-hmm. I've been drinking my water. So there we go.
All right, y'all.
Drip in there.
Yes. We'll see y'all next time.
Yes,
thanks,
thank
everybody.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode and look forward to what is next, take this moment to follow, share with someone who might enjoy this, and subscribe. Let's close out this time spent with a breath of closure. Close your eyes if it's safe to do so. Inhale through the nose. Slowly release the breath from the body. Until next time, thank you.